The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Quickly, let's look at that Luke chapter 1 verse 68. We'll just start reading from 68. Amen. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for He has visited and redeemed His people and has raised up a horn of salvation. I love that. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David. Wow. David was a peculiar man. David was so peculiar. He's an ordinary man, so don't misunderstand me. Like the Bible will talk about, Elijah was a man of like passion. Then we say like passion means that he was just like any of us. There was nothing extraordinary about him. Yet, this man by faith wrought exploits. They wrought righteousness by faith. They laid hold on something that is not seen. A man like David laid hold on something that is not seen. I used to say a lot of times that if there's anybody that challenges me in the scriptures after our Lord Jesus, it's David. If there's any man I want to be like, apart from Jesus, it's David. There's something about David. The man had sight. He had sight. He had sight. Those were not ordinary sight. In the epistles, he's the most quoted in Pauline epistles. David was the most quoted in Pauline epistles. And I told somebody, I said, when I read David, what I actually see in David, I see David as epistle of the Old Testament. Because of understanding. There's a whole lot of understanding that are buried in the Psalm of David. A lot of understanding that is buried there. The guy had understanding. And then he didn't just have it. He didn't just prophesy it. He also had a walk. He had a walk. He had a walk with God. David had a walk with God that is still speaking. Know what I mean? He's still speaking. Thou hast raised a horn of salvation. Not in any other house. There were houses that they were, even in those days, but it was in the house of David. Specifically speaking, they didn't even say the house of Judah. Even though they have prophesied that the scepter will not depart from Judah until Shiloh comes, neither the lawgiver from his. But nobody among Judah was able to key into that prophecy. Nobody in Judah was able to key into that prophecy except the son of Jesse. There was something about the son of Jesse that is very, very interesting. He was a man who had sight. I don't know what God did to him. But if you ask me, I said the man found mercy. He found mercy. May we find mercy. May we find mercy. Is it that God was partial? No, not at all. There's no partiality in him, because what you're looking for is what you'll find. What you're looking for is what you find. David was not looking for the physical throne. The physical throne was nothing to him. You need to just understand that. There was something about David. The physical throne was nothing to him. If the physical throne was anything to him, he would have killed Saul. I mean, twice. They gave him opportunity to end this. Thou hast raised up a horn of salvation. depression in the house of his servant David. In other words, they called David his servant. God was watching his heart. That when that day came, Saul was pursuing him. And then he had opportunity to nail Saul. Can I tell you something? Do you know if he had nailed Saul, God would not have said anything. He would have enthroned the king of Israel, but the one in the spirits, he would be disqualified. I don't know how God tampered with his heart that he was able to have this understanding. No wonder he sang and said, "Thou through thy word hast made me wiser than my enemies." Than my enemies. You made me wiser than my enemies. My enemies, you made me wiser, is not enemies without, it's enemies within. He talked about Timothy, said, that from thy youth, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. When they say Holy Scriptures, Holy Scriptures, the bread. Because Holy Scriptures, you know, the Bible said, all Scriptures are given by the bread. That word inspiration is actually bread. By the bread of God. Meaning, David understood bread. If a man can know the bread of God. They talked about Timothy, that from thy youth, you've known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make thee wise. Unto. It means that anybody who will ever come to salvation, you have to be wise. You have to be wise. So David was a man who was wise. Thou through thy word has made me wiser than my enemies. Like I said, my enemies are not those without. My enemy was not Saul. Understand it. My enemy was inside. That thing that will make me want to put forth my hand against the Lord's anointed is an enemy. It will only take wisdom for you to see it. You would think the man is your enemy. No, it's not your enemy. There's something here. That thing that would disqualify me from salvation. That thing that would disqualify me from being beautified with salvation is my enemy. I need wisdom. I need wisdom to be able to detect it. They are inside the man. You didn't hear what the Bible said? The man's enemy. Are what? Which household? It's not your brother and sister, your members. You know why? Because there are works that have been done prior to that time. There are works that have been done. Even then, there are works that have been wrought in him. Like every other man, because he's a man of like passion, there are works that have been wrought in him. And the works that darkness has wrought in us is so that we will miss God. We will constantly break the laws of God. You can't break the laws of life and then inherit life. You can't break the laws of eternal life and come to eternal life. It's not possible. In us, that our constitution is against God. But David found mercy. That's what I'm praying. May we find mercy. May we find mercy to be able to deal with these enemies. I used to put it this way, N in me, meaning the enemy is in me. You don't know how much you will prevent yourself from this salvation. You know why? First of all, it's not even your concepts. It's not going to come the way you think. One of the things that the Lord keeps on doing for anyone that he wants to show mercy is that he will keep on breaking you. He will keep on breaking you. We keep on crushing you. I remember one time I had to call my prayer team. I said, look, this guy is dying. They are breaking me. All my bones are disjointed. Please pray that my faith fail not. I had to confess to them. At the point I told God, I had to ask him, I said, can I not serve you without trouble? Must I always have trouble? When I mean trouble, troubles that will break all your bones. Your hands hanging, you'll just be crying for mercy. Can't I serve you without trouble? Because trouble here, trouble there, and trouble there. But you see, Paul now began to tell us, these light afflictions, I don't understand Paul. You know what he's calling light afflictions? Me that is telling God, can't I serve you without trouble? I've not had light afflictions. No, I've not had light afflictions. The afflictions I have is just scratching afflictions. It's not light afflictions, yes. These light afflictions, and he calibrated it, is for a moment. A moment. That a moment he's talking about is comparing it with eternity. Your whole life here and all the troubles that you're going through is for a moment. Understand me. I mean, even if you live 100 years here, it's for a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. 100 years. What is 100 years to eternity? It's just a moment. You know, I got to a point where the Lord told me, he said, see, I want you to understand your life here is a seed. Count it as a seed. You know what you do to a seed? You sow it. You don't eat it. You know why? Because every human being have an idea of what you think your life should look like. I'm not talking about like the world. I'm even talking about as a minister. Spiritually, you have the way you think your life should go, should flow. That makes meaning that people can look at and say, yes, but your life is not going that direction at all. It's as if they've just taken you through another route. When the Lord told me, he said, see your life as a seed. You cast it down into the soil and you let it die. Don't take it again. Then he now told me, he said, I want that at the end, I want to be the only thing standing. I don't want nothing else standing. I want to be the only one standing. That is the Lord only standing. Let him be my confidence. Let him be my trust. Let him be my everything. I will not rest on anything. I will not rest on any other strength. I won't have any strength anywhere. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray for mercy. I pray you will find mercy. Like David found mercy, you will find mercy. I said you will find mercy. You will find mercy. There in Luke, you talk about performing the mercy promised to our father Abraham. Mercy promised to our father Abraham. To perform it, he had to raise up a horn of salvation in the house of his servant David. Horn, 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 horn of salvation. That's the strength of salvation. Concentration of salvation. Authority of salvation was ordained. David inherited something. David came into something. That was because his heart was looking for it. May you find mercy. That your heart will look for that which is called salvation. You will look for nothing else. The time of your sojourning here on earth. The time of your sojourning here on earth will not be to look for Gary. You will not look for Gary. You will not look for anything ephemeral. You will look for salvation. I said you will look for salvation. Your heart will pant after salvation. Yeah, you will look for salvation with all intent. All your intent will be salvation. 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 The salvation of our God. And they that look for him will he appear the second time. That is one thing you will gather from the epistles that we are all looking for. There was an appearance that was supposed to come They were all waiting. They knew about it. Churches in the epistle, they were not like churches we have right now. We don't even know if there'll be anything that is to appear. But this church is fellowship to the point where they knew there was something they were expecting. Hope to the end for the salvation that is to be brought to you at the appearing of Jesus. Hope to the end. Gather up the loins of your mind, because you need to gather up the loins of your mind and then begin to hope. And don't stop hoping. Hope to the end, because salvation is ready to be brought to you. I believe we are in that time and that season where we'll begin to see these appearances. It's going to be appearing. It's going to be appearing. When I mean, it's not physical appearance. I'm talking about bringing up knowledge. Because this is eternal life, that I might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom thou hast sent. We know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding. There is a coming of the Son of God, and that coming is for to give understanding. Grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then, Revelation chapter 1. And I said, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show to his servants. I mean, we are waiting for that. And he appeared to them in that season. Is he ready to do that? I don't know whether you understand me. This church, the church of the Gentiles. See, this church, this our present church. I want you to thank God that how did we journey to the point where we're able to realize this and acknowledge it and know it, and then begin, our hearts begin to warm up to it. How did we do that? Great mercy has been shown to us, and the God who has shown us this mercy, his mercy will not cease until the full appearance of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. He will come. I said he will come. He will come because he is the messenger of the covenants. He's a messenger of eternal life. He's a messenger of the covenant called eternal life. He's the one who can give. We will not faint. We will not grow weary. I said you will not faint. You will not grow weary. Because mercy will be made available. He said mercy shall be built up. Mercy shall be built up. I've sworn unto David, my servant, I will not lie. Mercy shall be built up for everyone. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Just give the Lord praise tonight.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818, or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.